Hey everyone, welcome to Bull Droppings. The name might be different, but the hosts are still the same. I'm Josh McSwain here with AJ Torres. We're excited to show you all our new images, new stuff. We're still coming at you with Texans content, and today we're continuing our depth chart projections with linebackers. Last week we went over the defensive line and the prospects. There did not look very exciting. Are linebackers any better? Well, stay tuned to find out. Currently, this unit is anchored by Zach Cunningham, former second-round pick out of Vanderbilt a few years ago. He's really made a name for himself as a really solid player. Outside of that, we have some new guys, some old guys, some questions. We'll get into all that here. We got Whitney Merciless, who's been with this team seemingly forever. Former first-round pick. Seems like he is becoming less and less of a cornerstone of the unit. We got Kamu Grugier-Hill. Came over from the Dolphins. Christian Kirksey, who was former Brown, former Packer. Jordan Jenkins, former Jet. And some other guys like Joe Thomas and Jacob Martin that'll be fighting for spots on the team. I know I've talked about Martin a lot on this show. I still think he has potential to be a really good pass rusher, but yeah, with his size, he's just not an every down player in all likelihood. But nonetheless, I expect he'll be on the team. Jenkins probably makes it. Merciless, Cunningham, Grugier-Hill, Kirksey. It gives them a group of six, and maybe you throw in Thomas or Kevin Pierre-Louis. One of those two guys probably rounds out the unit for me. But outside of Cunningham, I'm not sure if any of these guys are really going to keep offensive coordinators up at night. What are your thoughts, AJ?
Just to clear everything up, they have Merciless labeled as a defensive lineman. 10-year veteran. This is the 10th year. I mean, I do think that father's time is catching up with them. As far as the linebackers, there's some people that are saying that Zach Cunningham is getting too old, but this is going to be his fifth year in the league. But we have other guys like Kirksey. This is their eighth. Joe Thomas is eighth, is seventh. Neville Hewitt is seventh. The I don't know part of this is Garrett Wallow, the rookie from TCU. I just look at this core and I kind of say to myself, because if you look at the experience in the linebacker category, okay? 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 5, 8, 7, and a rookie. That core needs to get younger. Right now, this core is not great. It is not working. As you said, it is not keeping anybody up at night. It is not scary. It is not intimidating. You're not afraid to throw the ball or run the ball. This is a mess, and this needs retooling. It really does. From Kevin Pierre-Louis to Hardy Nickerson, I just don't see where there is significant greater good.
Right. Well, with Merciless, kind of like Lawson, they're probably that edge sort of 4-3 end, 3-4 outside linebacker flex sort of situation going on. But I think I've said before, they might start in a 3-4, but I think over time, Lovie Smith is going to try and make it into a 4-3 system. And it probably would be more comfortable for Lawson and for Merciless. Although I think Merciless probably is going to be phased out as a starter coming pretty soon. And then some of these other guys that you mentioned are going to step up. I think a lot of these guys are holdovers. Well, not holdovers. Stop gaps. That was what I was looking for. They're just trying to get guys out there that are going to compete and just try and look for younger guys in the next few drafts that are going to be able to fill those roles going forward.
Draft picks.
Yep. We're finally going to have some in the coming years.
Well, Bob's not around, so yeah.
Exactly.
You got a very good point there.
But to answer the question of are any of these guys going to be impact players outside of Cunningham, I see some solid guys like Lawson and Martin. But any real game wreckers? No.
Outside two guys on the defensive line, and dependent on how they line up. But then you have Cunningham. And, you know, this is when it comes down to footballs, because if you look at all the players that are on one side of the ball, right? If we got to count 11 guys and we got to count on them to be consistent. Okay. We got Lawson. We got Cunningham. And, well, we haven't gone over defensive backs yet, but where is everybody? Do you have trust? True. Is there any significance? Is there anything you would trust with? Anything you would put money on? To me right now, it's no.
Yeah, just kind of like the defensive line, maybe a couple of solid guys here and there, but overall, just a lot of question marks.
That's the only way to describe this. It's painful being here just to describe how this all goes. And on bull droppings, ironically, the first turd that's being dropped is this defense as a whole.
Yes.
It's something else.
I would honestly be willing to say this might be the worst front seven in the entire league.
I mean, at least they have somebody. But, and it's worse if you don't have a guy who's on the line. You can have two good linebackers, and I would still say they're the worst. You know what I mean?
Right. You got to have a lineman that's going to keep a guy off the linebackers.
Indeed so. So there's, as far as worst defensive sevens here, you can't think of one that could be worse?
Off the top of my head, no. You got a team in mind?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, okay. Well, the Bengals just got Trey Hendrickson in free agency. He was a double-digit sack guy for New Orleans last year. Even if the rest of their front seven isn't very good, I would just say Hendrickson at least gives them one impact guy, more than the Texans got.
Well, I mean, we asked as a whole, and, you know, you need six other guys there.
I'm not sure I get your point.
We're comparing the Houston defensive seven versus everybody else. So, okay, we got one guy who's in a Bengals uniform,
right?
About everybody else in comparison. Is the Texans one weaker or stronger than the one Cincinnati?
Like I was saying, I still would favor the Bengals front seven.
Okay, and that's perfectly fine.
Even if the rest of them aren't very good. I mean, just peeking over at the Bengals depth chart for a second. Yeah, this is not a debate you want to be having. Is our front seven the worst in the entire league? No.
The pain. Ah, the pain. Quite the something else. What a large amount of pain. No pleasure, just pain.
Yeah. The Bengals also have another guy that used to be in a Texans uniform that could be useful right about now. That's DJ Reader, former defensive tackle. He at least could consume some blocks, but now he's doing it up there for the orange and black and not the battle red.
Yeah, unfortunately. Shame. It really is.
Definitely is. So yeah, even if their linebackers and their other guys are mediocre on that defensive line and linebacking core, those two guys would at least make me favor Cincinnati's front seven over this one. Any other
Fair
teams you
enough.
can throw out there that you would think would have a worse front seven than what the Texans got?
Trying to think.
Well, I might take a peek at the Falcons, whose defense was just all kind of bad last season. See what they got there.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm closing my
Yeah.
eyes. I'm thinking. I'm trying to debate. I'm literally stunned. I thought I'd be able to get at least freaking something, but no.
But
Absolutely
yeah, if you
not.
take a peek over there at the Falcons front seven, they got Grady Jarrett, who is one of the top defensive tackles in the league, potentially pretty good pass rusher with Dante Fowler. And they got Deion Jones at middle linebacker, three guys that can make plays. So I think I'd take that front seven over what we got in Houston right now. It's just not going to be pleasant this year. I think we can agree on that.
No, it's not. Tis not.
Well, if you think of a guy that you could see being a difference maker to all the fans out there, this is who I'm asking. You have a guy in the linebacking core or even on the defensive line of the front seven that you see potentially being a difference maker, even if it's Ross Blacklock, if you think he's going to break out this year, let us know because we're stumped right now.
You know, I've listen, I've no one has slandered this man more than me with Ross Blacklock. No, I don't think anybody has slandered him more than me. I've always been quick to snap at it. I've always been quick to scream, talk him down. And well, as much as I think that talking smack is ever so easy, I always want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt just by telling them, buddy, please, you have right, try and shut me up. And we'll see if he can do it, but he's not going to be able to do so if he's just playing on special teams. You don't sign a guy that's supposed to be on your defensive line for just special teams. It's
No,
crazy.
you do not. Certainly, you hope to get more out of a second round pick. And like you said, hopefully he can turn it around. Maybe a new coaching will make all the difference for him. We'll see. Because he will have every opportunity, and I think all the other guys are going to have every opportunity to make their mark this year because it is a wide open competition.
Wide is right.
All right. So I
Any
think that
final thoughts
wraps it
on
up
that?
for our linebackers.
Yep.
Think six or seven guys make the team, and I think outside of Cunningham, we're going to see Grugier, Hill, and Jenkins and Martin taking the most snaps this year? We'll have to see. Any final thoughts?
Well, let's hope we see change, I guess. Not a plan, but all you can do is dream about change.
Indeed.
Sound about right? I think that's all I got.
Me too. So, be sure to check us out on Twitter. Now, with the show being renamed, do you think that the Twitter handle is going to change?
Yes. I'm going to work on that one. I will keep everybody up to date with that.
All right. But for the time being, we'll still be at Texans Talk Pod, but by next week, we'll probably have a different handle. Might be on YouTube soon, so keep your eye out for that. But until then, on behalf of AJ Torres, I'm Josh McSwain. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.